This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and we're coming to you live like we do every night, 365 days a year. We've been in here on Christmas. We've been in here on New Year's. We've been on Thanksgiving. We've left the families at home sometimes because we have a damn radio show to do, and we're going to do it because what's very important to us is spreading the ideas of liberty, and we want you to take part in that. This is radio you can control. If you don't like what we're talking about, change the subject, and we'll talk about that. 855-450-FREE or 855-450-3733. Or hit us up on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. You can listen to us on your local radio station. If you can't hear us where you're at, if you're watching us on the internet or listening to us on the internet or via Discord or Twitch or one of those, talk to your local program manager and see if you can get us on your station. We're almost up to 200 affiliates coast to coast. We've got affiliates from Alaska to D.C., from Guam and via satellite to places like Zimbabwe. We put it out there, and we want the ideas of liberty to be heard. And before I go on, I did want to tell you a little bit about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy Bitcoin, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin.com forums. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. So, Young Vincent, again, we're going to refer to Vincent tonight only, as far as I know, as Young Vincent, because he will soon be 21, not the
He'll
young.
He'll be Young Vincent.
I know that.
I got kids.
That's one thing about ages, is you're never going to catch up with me. You know, I'm always going to have you by like
always going to be a youngin.
34, 35 years on you, so that's just how it works. But you've been bringing us a story from the New York Times?
Yes.
Yeah, New York Times, titled Senate Passes Bill That Rebukes Trump and Opposes Israeli Boycott. So why don't you bring us up to date on what we've only gone into this thing, a couple paragraphs. Basically, the Senate overwhelmingly approving
77 to 23.
Yeah, that's pretty much overwhelming. A Middle East policy on Tuesday that included a rebuke to President Trump over his withdrawal of troops from Syria and Afghanistan and a contested measure to allow state and municipal governments to punish companies that boycott, divest from, or place sanctions on Israel. That's kind of brings us back to speed. Where are we at now?
So they have a quote from Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the majority leader. This represents the broad consensus of his body about our nation's responsibilities as an ally and a partner, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the majority leader, said on Tuesday. But the late inclusions of the anti-boycott, divest, and sanction, or anti-BDS provision, and an amendment by Mr. McConnell reproaching the president for a, quote, precipitous withdrawal of troops from Syria and Afghanistan raised some concerns in both parties. The measure opposing the Israel boycott, drafted by Senators Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida, and Joe Manchin III, Democrat of West Virginia, appeared to be calculated in part to drive a wedge between Israel supporters in the upper echelon of the Democrat Party and a younger activist wing more willing to challenge the unconditional American support of the Jewish state. Senate Democrats mulling presidential runs recoiled at the McConnell amendment, making a rare alliance with Mr. Trump as they declared it was time for American troops to come home from Afghanistan, the longest war in the nation's history.
Oh, my God. So the AP thought it was a headline that Trump said 19 years instead of 18 years that we've been in Afghanistan.
Oh, well, that was stop the presses.
That was the big problem of the statement. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they were like, we fact-checked the State of the Union address, and it was the headline, you know, like Trump misstates.
How long?
Trump exaggerates. Exaggerate 1 year. Trump exaggerates length of U.S.-Afghan involvement. It's like, bro, 19 years, it's been 18 years, okay?
It's well within the margin of error.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It is. The long and the short of it is we've been over there fighting a war on terror, I guess.
We've been there so long that I have children. I have 7 of my 8 children have never known a world where we were not bombing Afghanistan.
Can you imagine that? And I don't know how many people ever really think of it in those terms, that there is a whole generation coming out.
I have a 17-year-old. She's a senior in high school, and she has never known a world where we were not bombing Afghanistan.
Right. And more to the point is, do you want a world where your children are raised, God help us, maybe from cradle to grave, with your country never having a period of peace? And you get that coming from a veteran. I mean, I was in the military. Wars are not good things. We should not seek these things out. And we found one in 2001 that it just keeps on giving and giving and giving. And remember what Eisenhower said, you know, beware the military-industrial complex.
He got snowed by them while he was in office. That's why.
Yeah.
Is he was warning the people on his way out. Like, look, these people duped me.
Yeah.
And this is what they're going to do to the American public if you aren't careful. And the American public was like, look at the squirrel.
Well, a lot of people, it was the 50s, things were rather idyllic, you know. We had Ike. Well,
they had the United Nations, right? War is illegal.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything was going to be a better world. And you've got a bunch of people, you've got a bunch of people in power with a lot of money sitting there going, yeah, but that just doesn't really sound very profitable. And we might need to tweak U.S. foreign policy just a little bit.
That's another reason I'm convinced that part of the American government is so supportive of Israel, is because it creates a permanent welfare warfare state. You create, so like when you saw everyone that's seen Economic Hitman, you know, where they go in and they, you know, they create problems and then they give them aid. And then the aid creates a permanent welfare state, because the aid creates debt, which creates, oh, well, we're just going to take your resources, and now you're a permanent, now our taxpayers in our country will send you aid every year, and you're just a permanent welfare state. Israel is a permanent welfare state as well, even though they've got like the 6th largest economy in the world, and they're like the 3rd largest weapons manufacturers in the world. We still send them billions of dollars a year in what they call surplus weapons.
Right.
And we send them billions of dollars a year that connected to the money is we have to spend at least this much of this money on weapons from companies in the U.S.
Right.
So it's corporate welfare. And as long as the Israeli-Palestinian conflict exists,
right,
it is a permanent source of corporate welfare. It doesn't matter if America is at peace. We will always, always have this permanent little spot where Lockheed and Boeing can make a few dollars and not go out of business.
Right, but you got to look at the Pentagon budget. You got to look at, but you can't look at the Pentagon budget. You can't see, you cannot see where the money goes, because this is all hidden. This is things that we can't talk about. We can't, for the first time, they allowed us to audit the Pentagon.
You couldn't.
That went well. $21 trillion they couldn't find. They couldn't figure out where it went. $21 trillion.
Well, I mean, they're paid $21,000 for a friggin' toilet seat.
I know.
I mean,
I'll share one story. I was in the military. I worked in communications, and we had one very expensive piece of equipment. It was rack-based, rack-mounted, and I can't tell you what it did, but it was pretty frickin' cool for this time. This is the early 80s, and if we needed to order another one of those, it was almost $2 million for this one rack of equipment.
Uh-huh.
So we had some planned expansions, and we were going to put in another cabinet. We weren't going to populate it yet. It was just going to be an empty rack. And we checked into the price to see how much that would be. it would be almost $2 million. So whether the cabinet came full of very expensive equipment or it came empty rack, meaning made out of nothing but sheets of metal, it was the same price, and the U.S. government was happy to pay for it. $855, $450 free.
It's not their money.
Give us a call. Let us know what you think. Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're coming to you live tonight like we come to you live every night. 855-450-FREE. And that is free as in freedom. I don't have anything that goes with liberty, but that's really what we want to talk about. We want to talk about how we get back to a society where we have liberty in our lives. And it's certainly not through the path we are taking with our government right now. But one thing that does help with liberty is financial liberty and doing business the way you want to do business, and that can be done with AnyPay. Do you operate a retail business or are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It has never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app, and that's it. You're accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now with AnyPay.global. And we're going to quickly go to the phones where we have Tom from New Hampshire who wants to talk about the war on drugs. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
First of all, you say that we have been fighting a war or bombing Afghanistan. I have not been bombing Afghanistan. I understand you're a veteran, but if you haven't been bombing Afghanistan, it's better to speak of it as they are bombing Afghanistan and not we.
Well, you're now, funding it.
Yeah, unfortunately, well, some of my money has gone to it.
It's involuntary. I mean, like,
yeah. not through my choice. But I understand your point of view, Tom. I certainly do. So go ahead with your question.
It's about the war on drugs. Okay, a lot of people keep voting against libertarian candidates, and a lot of they keep voting against the candidates who want to legalize drugs. A lot of politicians want to be tough on drugs in order to win elections. And on Monday, because of them, a state trooper down in Virginia chose to get himself gunned down in a drug raid. And the blood of that cop, of course, he was free to turn in his badge instead and go get a job and work for a living. So it is his own fault that, you know, he was breaking and entering into a home in Cumberland County, Virginia, when he could have been out looking for a real job and working for a living.
But was he serving a warrant?
Yeah, but...
against somebody who...
Are you talking about the no-knock raid where all those people were killed?
That wasn't in Virginia, but...
Oh, okay, that was Texas.
That was Texas, and that was not this week. That was last week's drug raid where two innocent people were brutally murdered. And this one innocent person was brutally murdered, and one of the intruders was shot and killed. And the thing is, if you vote for candidates who don't want to legalize drugs, you're not pulling the trigger, but you're pulling the lever. You did not defend liberty as best you could with ballots. And so, you know, the drug dealers are doing, you know, what they can to resist law enforcement to defend their rights by using bullets.
Tom, let me flip this around here. A lot of people out there, I mean, a lot of people have raised kids since the 60s and the 70s, and they have been told since 1971, 1972 that drugs are bad. And if you want to defeat drugs, then you have to enforce them. You have to enforce them out of existence. How do you respond to that? What is your argument to those people that have been raised? No, I'm telling you, people have been raised with this. Go ahead.
You don't have to buy any. And you don't have to let your children buy any. And if they're being pushed to do drugs at school, then that's another reason to provide school choice by eliminating public schools. But
the
point, a very important point to make is that at the funeral, you know, inside the church where you've got the family and the clergy and maybe some altar boys and choir girls, a rather harmless lot there, right outside the building, typically there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of enemy officers standing at attention right out in the street, right out in the open. They're not wearing helmets. There's no innocent people interspersed among them. That's this Saturday at 11 a.m. right outside the Chilhowee Christian Church in Chilhowee, Virginia. Lots and lots of cops standing out in the street that aren't wearing helmets.
I don't even want to know what you're advocating here.
I didn't advocate anything. I'm just mentioning what happened. I didn't
you're just
specifically
pointing
advocate
it out.
Anything, though, did I?
Well, Tom, I do appreciate your call. That's interesting, though, and sadly, I mean, most people have just never lived. Like we were talking about how we have kids that have never lived without Afghanistan, but we have a generation upon generation that's never lived without a war on drugs. And an interesting statistic, I think it's interesting, in 1972, the average rate of opioid addiction was about 1.7% across the population. Or it might have been that, or it might have been in percentage of people that...
Well, that's because it's 72, you say?
Yes.
Well, that's if they're heavily illegal, then.
They were. And call it 1970, 71. If we fast forward to 2019, we see a rate of addiction across the entire population of about 1.7%. In other words, that number never changed. We have spent trillions of dollars in a war on drugs that doesn't work. It does not work, and you can make the United States have the largest prison population in the world. You can create a whole new industry called prisons for pay, prisons for hire, and you'll give lots of money to all sorts of contractors who come up with new and intrusive ways of
creating jobs, Chris.
That's what it is. It is. It's a jobs program.
It is. It is a jobs program,
and that's basically it.
Go to Florida. And you'll see, it's a jobs program.
So I wonder which way these prison for hire companies tend to vote.
You have certain Democrat, actually.
Well, I'm sure the union shops do, but I'm sure for the
Florida Department of Corrections,
right?
Most of them are like single black mothers. No joke. If you live in Ocala,
that's a real irony there.
Where the Marion County prison is. I used to live like 4 miles from that prison. I worked at a business that was right across the street from it. And I used to buy marijuana from a guy whose business was literally like right outside the fence.
It's the last place they'd look.
It was funny. That was 20 years ago, though.
Keep in mind, we can't keep drugs out of prisons, but you want to keep them off the street.
No, it's hilarious.
Go ahead. How's that working out for you?
Right. So, and what you see is you see these people that are going to work at the prison, and the people that you're seeing working at the prison are in the uniform, they're single African-American moms.
I hear you.
A lot of them.
We're going to go back to the phones, and we've got Sarah from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, to me, let's see, the sugary soda pop commercials and the tobacco cigarette commercials.
You're making me thirsty. Now you're making me want a cigarette. Keep going.
Well, to me, they're just about the same. You know, we'd be banned a cigarette commercial if illegal, because they're banned us on the TV. And they're working on banning the sugary soda pop commercials. I'm really...
Sarah, I never thought I'd say that, but I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to get back to you right after this call, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. This is Chris with Free Talk Live.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is apologizing for identifying as a Native American.
My apology is an apology for not having been more sensitive about tribal citizenship and tribal sovereignty.
Warren listed her race as American Indian on her State Bar of Texas card back in 1986. Virginia now has two blackface political scandals engulfing the Democratic Party. Days after the governor admitted to donning blackface as part of a costume decades ago, Virginia Attorney General Democrat Mark Herring admitted on Wednesday that he, too, as a young man, darkened his face. Herring is third in line for governorship after embattled Governor Ralph Northam and Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. Now, Fairfax is also dealing with his own issues of sexual assault allegations by a woman against him. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're taking your calls at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or through Discord. You can find that at discord.lrn.fm. But a lot of our calls come in just on the regular old 855 number, and we've been talking to Sarah. Sarah, you're back on with Free Talk Live.
Sarah? I feel that soda pop, sugary drinks are, you know, just as dangerous or bad. I mean, not as dangerous as tobacco, but it's very harmful to our children.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So what? Seriously,
what?
I mean, so what? I didn't raise my son to drink lots of sugary drinks. I mean, we sort of allotted them. You know, you could have one, basically because it turned him into a basket case and he'd be bouncing off the walls, and that's no fun when you're a parent. So,
that's right.
I certainly didn't want my 5-year-old running around the house with a pack of Marlboros, so we kind of did a no smoking thing too, where we didn't allow him to smoke. So why do I need laws that prohibit advertisers from trying to sell their products?
Well, the thing is, it's a harmful product. It is known to cause diabetes.
Sure. So have they said something about red meat, too?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what kind of red meat. If you eat grass-fed cows with no hormones, it's fine for you, you know?
Okay, so but even that, doesn't that have a lot of saturated fats and things like that in it? I guess my point is, Sarah, is there's all sorts of things out there that I can make a choice not to eat or not to drink or not to smoke or all these things. I don't need government to tell me I shouldn't do these. Do you think that I need government to tell me these things?
Well, why are the soda pop companies, why are they pushing and shoving their garbage drinks onto people? And they're targeting ignoramus people. You could be a grown-up adult that are a parent that if they keep pushing the soda pop on you, you're going to feed it to your kids.
Do you consider, Sarah, we talk a lot. Do you consider me an ignoramus?
I'm not talking about you.
I am, because it's important to me how people perceive me. Do you perceive me to be an ignoramus?
No, I mean, you said you limited the soda pop to your children, but what about the ignorant parents?
Do you think I'm the only person out there that would actually think twice about these things? Vincent, you're obviously not a parent because I'm not even sure if you've hit puberty yet.
Not a parent that I know of.
Not that you know of. But I would trust you to make those decisions. Will, I've seen how you shop. I mean, you feed your kids well. And I don't mean a lot of food. They might get a treat every once in a while, but there's a whole bunch of vegetables.
Yeah.
A couple times I've seen you shopping.
Broccoli, cauliflower, and I'm lucky that my kids eat that stuff. You know, like, I have a kid who loves lima beans. I have kids who love broccoli and cauliflower. I have kids who like black-eyed peas and the green beans and the carrots and the corn, you know.
Right.
So I can feed them that kind of stuff. It's called being a parent. You know, my parents, they were parents, and
right.
They fed me like parents who cared about their kids. And then I had a brother-in-law who, you know, his three kids got a family-sized bag of potato chips, and that
right.
was dinner.
Yeah.
You know, so like it's not about what's on the TV. It's about who's doing the shopping.
Right, and I think you're going to get more through education and helping people, help your neighbors out. I mean, help teach them about what nutrition means. That's a good thing.
My kids
are coming down with a law that says you have to do this and you cannot advertise that. That's insanity, and it will never work. What it will do is it will cause more people to do the things that they're being told they can't do. Sarah, thank you for the call.
Every time we go grocery shopping, my kids ask for the peanut butter chocolate cereal. And every time we go grocery shopping, I tell them no. And we get something else. And it literally is every time that we go.
Right.
It's a fight that I'm willing to have every time that we go. You know,
they think they can wear you down.
It's not happening.
No, you're not going to do that.
But Chris, I'm glad you brought up the education part, Bo, because I was thinking, you know, before the break there, that if every, you know, instead of advocating for the state to do something, to ban something, to pay someone to, if instead of doing that, all those advocates instead would spend that time and energy towards educating people, I think the world would be a lot better place.
Oh, yeah, but that requires actual work. And this is where you kind of get, it's the armchair activist or the keyboard warrior, whatever you want to call it. And in the liberty community, there's tons of them. You know, I will sit up there and I will keyboard till I'm blue in the hands. But the reality is until you have an actual conversation with somebody, until you try to sell them on what you believe is right, that's the ultimate free market. And it doesn't need government and it doesn't need legislation. What it needs is some thought. And you have to do that. Robert from Vermont. I think I know who this is. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. How are you, Robert?
I'm doing fantastic. Hey, you know, we recently got over the government shutdown, you know, a couple weeks back. And, you know, I don't really think that that was a bad thing at all. I think that we need to see another one of these government shutdowns.
I miss it.
A permanent one.
A permanent one. There we go. Can we? How long do we go? We went over a month.
Right.
A month and 34 days, something like that. Let's try 2 months just to see what happens.
Well, I mean, Well, you know, being a person that's in the working world part-time here, I noticed that even with the government shutdown, that it didn't look like it was affecting anyone's life. I didn't see anybody out there running around with their heads cut off or anyone panicking. Everyone seemed to just kind of be just going on with life as if nothing else really happened.
Well, that's because all the welfare still had funding. In a little bit, if it had lasted a little bit longer, then the welfare would have run out, the food stamps would have run out, then you would have seen rioting in the streets.
Yeah, and that was a scare tactic I saw. You know, people were saying, you know, just think about it. So
well, no, I hope it happens. This is a Band-Aid you're going to have to remove.
Oh, it's the only way you're going to do it. You have to rip the Band-Aid off. I agree totally. But people were saying, you know, it's not going to be long until... I can't remember how it worked out, but it was like there was a series of welfare check payments like within the first week, and then another one hit 3 weeks later, but it had already been funded. So this big fear of, you know, suddenly, you know, people were not going to have food was, again, BS. When they talk about government shutdowns, first of all, they're talking about a percentage of people that are going to not get a paycheck because they work for the government, and that they're it's going to be some time before they get back on the regular pay, and most of them are going to get all their back pay. If you could manage your money, like the government is always telling us we have to do, but they never do, then being interrupted for a paycheck or two should not be a life-altering issue. What else you got, Robert?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to seeing another government shutdown, but I think we need to have it a little longer than that. You know, what we had last time, I'm saying, how about 6 months this time? You know,
I think it's a start.
Put the squeeze on a lot of these government agencies that are out there that are useless, like for instance, the DEA. What the hell do we need them for? You know, DCYF, you know, Child Protective Services.
Robert, you're struggling. You're struggling here, Robert. Here's the easiest way to do. When you want to talk about what government agencies you want to shut down, the easiest way is to start off with A. And then we cover all the agencies and all the groups that start with A, and then once we name all those, then we move on to B, and so on and so on.
And you might get your wish. Trump threatened to shut the government down if he doesn't get wall funding later this month.
Well, we can only hope. We can only hope,
and I will just end this call with saying thank you, President Trump, for shutting down the government, and please shut it down again, this time longer.
Thanks for the call, Robert.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're live.
This is Free Talk Live. We're live here tonight like we're live every night. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, or hit us up on Discord. Discord, you can sound like you're right here in the studio with us. You can find that at discord.lrn.fm. And, of course, you can also watch us on Twitch. We have studio cams, so you can watch the show in action. Yeah, we don't have Jazzy. No Jazzy cam tonight. Usually Jazzy the Studio Dog is appearing on Twitch, too. But you can find that at twitch.lrn.fm. And we're taking your calls tonight. My name is Chris.
My name is Vincent.
And I'm Will.
And we've been talking about lots of stuff tonight. But the one story we've been trying to work our way through has to do with the Senate passing a bill that rebukes Trump and opposes Israel boycotts. And Vincent has been telling us about that. Do you want to recap a little bit about what's going on?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yes, please.
Well, go ahead. Recap.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You were letting me be the recap.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, I like your recaps.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, so it was, at first it got bipartisan support, but because... So, you know, it has, like, the accusation in there, or the implication that the Republicans are trying to split the Democrats with this bill between the pro-Israel old guard of the Democrat Party and then the anti-Israel, quote, you know, it's a nuanced issue, new, you know, I guess, young Turks, so to speak. And they, and so Democrats also... So by, I guess, as a response to that, Democrats then agreed with Trump, like I believe Bernie Sanders was mentioned, right, that agreed with Trump to that with pulling out of Afghanistan and Syria. So, you know, I mean, love him or hate him, Trump is certainly shaking things up in Washington.
But he certainly has been shaking things up. Love him or hate him, the country's almost, it's tilted against Trump. I was going to say love him or hate him. I think it's something like 60% opposed.
Even
40% CBS, support.
1% of media.
CBS's poll after the State of the Union address showed like 64 favorability.
Are we talking about the same Donald Trump?
For the speech.
Oh, for the speech.
Yeah.
And he was like all rainbows and puppies. It's like Ann Coulter tweeted out, you know, gee, it's so difficult. You know, Trump came out against cancer, child cancer, came out against the Holocaust, real hard issues and real divisive stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But that's what we have now. What we have is a polarized Washington. The idea that we could have civil discourse between Republicans and Democrats, that's a decade-old thing.
We have a president that represents the population of the country. I'm sorry, nobody really wants to admit the fact.
Oh, no. I think you're exactly right.
He is totally a representation of the greater culture of this country. Uninformed, opinionated, rude, crass. Wants to be famous.
So what changed? What changed? Because it was not always like this.
Americans became obsessed with wanting to be famous.
You think that's it?
Something happened in the culture with reality TV where...
Now we're narrowing it down, okay.
Where, you know, everybody got their opportunity. I mean, remember the I boy? Like, he got famous because they were mean to him because he was physically unattractive. And he got to be famous for a while. He got to be on Conan, and he got to be like an extra character on Conan for like 3 months.
What I find most disturbing about this, and I'm not disparaging your comment, but doesn't it just say how shallow we are as a species when, like... Up until like the 60s and the 70s where you had like your news shows, there were three of them, I think, and that's where people got their news. And there wasn't like a huge amount of spin in any direction. It just was kind of there. But then news became 24 hours a day.
Yep. It became entertainment.
It had to become entertainment because you had 24 hours of news. And let's face it, news is not the most exciting thing to watch.
If you're an erudite like myself, you know, you're just obsessed with it.
Of course. But this was never really a thing. News came on at 6 o'clock, it came on at 7 o'clock, and it came on again at 10 or 11 or something like that. But now we're confronted by it 24 hours a day, and how do you fill those hours? The only way to make it more interesting, to get more viewers, is to sensationalize the news. The problem is we as humans... We've fallen for this hook, line, and sinker, and I really do think there is some similarity. Something happened that pushed us over the edge to where we quit talking civilly. That's a gone thing. I mean, when I was growing up, I remember my dad, who was a staunch Republican, telling me he was going to vote for a Democrat, and I didn't think anything of it. He's like, well, I like that guy.
Well, the shock jocks also had something to do with it. I think you can't just point and say, that's the thing that did it.
No, of course not. It's many things.
I'm going to say Nixon was the beginning of it. The death of Kennedy, the end of Camelot, that whole thing was the beginning. And then from there... The society has just slowly been, you know, like the stitching has been plucked.
Just that one loose thread.
A little at a time, yeah.
Pulling at.
And they've used race. They've used gender. There's like four topics, and they just keep cycling them, if you haven't noticed.
Sure.
You know, like when Obama was in office, everything was about race. Now Hillary got beat, so... Everything is about gender. Everything's misogyny. Right. Everything is how women are so oppressed in a society where the courts side with them 90% of the time.
Yeah, yeah. But then we don't get enough mileage out of that, so we have to, in that case, actually come up with new genders.
Yeah,
we have to come up with new genders so we can create victims out of them. And that's really what it comes down to. Who is the newest victim that we have to defend? And during all this bread and circuses, which is all it is, you're being asked to lend your support to one of two groups of people that pretty much say the same thing.
A false dichotomy.
Yeah, it is.
You have centrist. You have like moderately centrist right-wing communists and ultra right-wing communists. And that's what you have here. I mean, that's your choices.
What do you think about that, America? Will just accused your politicians, probably some you really like, as either being moderate right-wing communists or extreme right-wing communists. Is there any real difference? And what does that make?
Ocasio-Cortez is the most moderate of the right-wing communists, because they're all, like, to me...
Oh, dear God.
Seriously, because to me, conservative... Okay, conservative means you like old ideas, right? Okay, well, there's nothing more conservative than preaching 150-year-old failed ideas.
Sure.
And that's what socialism is. It's a 150-year-old failed idea.
Yeah.
So she's not a progressive. Progressive is, I want new ideas. That's what progress is.
Right.
Progress is new. And what you're offering isn't progress. You're offering old, recycled ideas that we've already proven don't even work.
Right, but progressivism, you know, with the dawn of the 20th century, I mean, they brought in new ideas. They wanted to take a scientific look at things. Here's one of the things that I know that Woodrow Wilson and Teddy Roosevelt were both big fans of, and that was eugenics. You know, how can we get rid of some of these undesirable people? How can we work to breed them out?
My ancestors were those people. My ancestors were those people. Teddy Roosevelt literally came in and stole. Had it not been for the fact that my family got land in the Civil War,
right?
Our farm that was there, that was left there, would have been forcibly taken from us. My family came from Cades Cove, which is now a national park. And Teddy Roosevelt had this brilliant idea.
Right.
He went in and he confiscated everyone's farms by force, tore them all down, and then had the government build replicas.
Good thinking.
It was great.
And what a great make-work program, too.
Yeah, and that was Teddy Roosevelt progressivism, was to come into poor farming areas where you had dirt-poor farmers who were on the verge of being sharecroppers, and kick them off their farms and turn them into sharecroppers. That was his wonderful grand plan for America, was create more poverty.
Right.
And that's what progressivism has really been doing ever since then.
And another one of those big ideas that the progressives were embracing was the miracle that is Russia.
Mm-hmm.
All the amazing things that are happening under communism. And they were saying these things while communism was inside becoming what communism does happen to be, and that is millions and millions of people dying. 855, 450 free. We're going to be back, and we're going to be back talking about a couple different things, but we want to hear from you. 855, 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.